Well, it's such a joy to be with you today, isn't it, Rick?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Lovely time. I have no clue what the weather looks like right now as people are listening to this.
I know that as we record this, we were supposed to be like going through all these blizzard conditions and, yeah. You know, by now I was expecting 400 feet of snow, ice, hail, and power outages and all that kind of stuff. And
it is cold, but it's not much of the
other
stuff.
It's not bad. I mean, I got a light jacket on today. So really, the weatherman can be wrong as much as he's right and still get paid the same.
I know.
But you know who's never wrong?
The Lord.
The Lord, absolutely. God's always right every time. Mm-hmm. He never misses, you know. But sometimes we have a tendency to second guess him.
Sure.
And think, oh, God, are you sure about this? This doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And in fact, in Jeremiah's day, the people were kind of thinking this. And this was a time when, Jeremiah had been warning them because of the sins of the nation. And by the way, God judges nations, not just people. He judges nations.
Yes.
And because of the sins of the nation, they were falling back into the ways of the Canaanites. They were worshiping Baal and all kinds of, they had forsaken the Lord. And God promised them in the very beginning, all the way back when he sent them into the promised land. He said, "Now listen, I'm not giving you this land because you're good. I'm taking the land away from them because they're bad.
Right.
And if you do what they did, I'll do the same to you.
The same thing.
Yeah, and sometimes we think we're exempt, that, you know, God's going to punish somebody else, but he's not going to punish me. No, I'm too good.
Right.
God loves me more than he loves them. Well, God does love you.
Right, he does.
But he loves the whole world, are consequences. And so now they were going into captivity. And, you know, and the Lord says to them, he says, like, don't be afraid to go at this point. You know, there's some who are going to stay. There are some who are going to go into captivity. He says, you just trust me. And he says in verse, 7, he says, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive. And pray unto the Lord for it, for in peace thereof shall ye have peace. And he tells them later that the time that is appointed is 70 years in Babylon. And then notice in verse 11, and this is what I really like here.
Okay.
It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about that, Rick?
Well, I mean, several things pop out, but I mean, sometimes we think that God, especially when he's talking about judgment, that it's just that God hates us and that he's against us. But he's saying here, my thoughts are thoughts of peace, not evil. It's not because I hate you. It's not because I dislike you. There's thoughts of peace. I'm doing this to bring peace to you. I'm doing this to make things right for you.
That's why the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
Right.
Just like a father and a son, why do we discipline our kids? It's not because we hate them. It's because we're trying to teach them self-discipline so that they can make wise choices as an adult and so that they can have a happy life instead of a miserable life because of wrong choices. And so sometimes it just feels like we're going through the fire and it feels like things that are happening and that, you know, the tests that God allows us to endure, the struggles, the tragedies, and even sometimes the chastening of the Lord, like you said, it just feels like, man, God just doesn't love us.
Right.
God's out to get me, and God's out to destroy me. And the truth of the matter is just like he told the people of Israel at that day, he says, I have thoughts of peace. Now, you might not be experiencing peace right now, but you're going to experience peace later.
Yes.
And an expected end. He says, I've got good things in store for you. You might not be feeling it now.
Right.
And I know every time I got a spanking as a kid, it didn't feel like it was
never
good.
Never felt good.
And when my mom says, I'm doing this because I love you, I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't love so much.
Love me less.
Yeah. And this hurts me worse than it hurts you. I'm like, are you sure about that? Yeah. You know, but the reality is the discipline that I got growing up made me a better man today.
Yeah. I agree.
And God knows those same things.
Yes.
Hey, God bless you, folks.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Faith in 5 podcast. Hey, if you have some comments or questions, please email us at info@faithin5.org and then tell someone about this podcast. Thanks for joining us today.